0530.
Parafini, parafini, makota pela, makota pela, ya unga unga wa kastoma, vipiango, wa kastoma vipiango.
Zika chitika, musavimberera kwa.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Mufulila Zabi Extension residents appeal for grading of feeder roads. Construction of a mortuary at Achawama Level 1 Hospital nears a completion. And in Africa news, South Africa's Fort Hare University closed as a building set on fire. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Residents of Amufulila's BC extension in Kamchanga Township are appealing to local authorities to grade the feeder roads in that area. The residents expressed a frustration, stating that the roads are poorly maintained, making it difficult to reach the bus station. The residents are lamented that once there is an emergency, taxis are struggled to navigate the area due to the poor road conditions. The frustrated residents have further complained that despite a promises to grade the roads in 2023, no action has been taken by the local authorities.
Awe mfotule tule edisha nya kufi kumusebo imisebo kuno kupisi extension ni tatu kwete ilunga teni awe tule shuwa pa kufumino kuya pala station imisebo ya adiafe straight tapaye na pa kufumina nangu wakota emergency tula kwa tama lwele ya kakata pa kufi ule ya tukazo kule ni boku do kufa atetsi awe mwandini nishinomu lwele no kufa no mbapo aya na mkufuwa eh especially haba fuwasa no kufuwasa kusa ngatule na fuwasa chini chini eh Inisabu ya turela ndapo sana sana uno inetulimo msebo tala greta mo bato ya chaka greta 2023 ija tatu shefu tuwala shika tuafwe ni mfo tuwefu haba tuafwe wa government batu wafu kudi inisabu ya kuno ku BC extension
elu inachirishi hapo rain season hiyo tushupika sana uyumu sebo mwile mwono wapa na yashika se rain season techi tupite mo motu ka techi ipite ino tukashira jomba imbina ya jombe la paria imbina ya jombe la paria parashi sachiro kupita so tude lomba kukwena rumu sebo batubikile muratara iti
and in response Kasempowered Councillor Jackson Kalowa confirmed that the council is aware of the situation and plans to work on the road soon as new graders are available and the road is part of a 1.5 kilometer improvement project.
That is CDF under council. So now we have to wait since they have procured the new machine. We'll see how they will distribute the machines among graders because we have two of our tires. Because most of the area is in the 1.5 kilometers, so it's under 1.5 kilometers. So we are yet to see how they will distribute their works to our engineering council. When they are done with the distribution of works, then I will let the public know to say this project is underway. Yeah, because we've been given 1.5 kilometers. So under 1.5 kilometers, it is covering that road delay in here, Pakati, then the other road in here, Mapachechi. What do you say in here, Pakati, Pakati, Pakati?
Construction of a mortuary at Achawama Level 1 Hospital in Lusaka has neared completion, with works currently at 98%. Chawama Wadatu Councillor Jawara Kama, who disclosed the development to Kombon Radio News, says that once completed, the facility will have the capacity to accommodate 6 bodies. She said that this development has brought relief and excitement to locals who have lived without a mortuary in the area for the past 8 years. Ms. Kama has further assured the public that once the facility is officially handed over, measures will be put in place to ensure it is well maintained and staffed adequately to meet the community needs.
The mortuary is at 98% completion. Even the fridges have been procured. So all we are waiting for is the final stages, that is the painting of the building. But everything has been completed. So according to the fridges that were procured, we are going to be accommodating approximately 6 bodies. The last time we had a mortuary in Chawama was 8 years ago, before it became a level 1 hospital. The time we had Chawama Clinic, we had a mortuary. But ever since they built the level 1 hospital, the mortuary that was there was demolished. So for the past 8 years, Chawama has been facing a challenge of taking bodies to the University Teaching Hospital.
Some Lusaka residents have challenged ZESCO to clear estate if load shedding hours have been reduced from 6 to 4 hours so that they can properly plan for their day-to-day activities. Speaking in separate interviews with Kombon Radio News, the residents disclosed that despite assurances from both ZESCO and government, many residential areas only have 3 to 4 hours of power supply. The frustrated residents have since challenged ZESCO to explain what is really happening, as they are tired of the unmet promises on electricity supply. They lamented that many of their businesses that rely on electricity to operate have been negatively affected due to the inconsistencies in power supply.
Malaiti kwa tuise amavuta maningi futi, but he promise he ndio promise ya hii azambo kokola kumanja hapa, but hapa mankacha be 4 hours yaenda malaiti so manje razes kwa adali sungabwa nji chifukwa vonse vindu itiende kesila reze kulibe malaiti kulibe shucha moshe moshe vindu vose finika malaiti
Gamalele sene ntukwe temo frijezi kumwesu na shona ika wantifin kina firuwa na mababa shopa wantitavale wombe misepeda no wanda filesangwa vati wantitavale wafie na waiposa ikafe mkuiba mula njwa kwa tina wazesu kona vena na wasita contribute fintina shona ika mafrijezi na yona ika ama mababa shopa tabale womba wino ama masaluni nanji wazesu ko mtuwewe ni mma wazianga mwala tipera because not every time tutumule randa fenga mwalanda ati yo yala ba 10 hours 10 hours ya mwalanda chota ture mwona natu walanda kwa ati ofisio wino ofisio wino kuri mwe.
Agriculture expert Tempa Resa Chatontola has urged the government to consider increasing the number of beneficiaries under the Farmer Input Support Program FISIP. He said expanding the program would enable more farmers to access inputs and boost national food production. Mr. Chatontola explained that with the growing population, increasing the number of FISIP beneficiaries would be a positive step towards enhancing agricultural productivity and improving household food security. He further commended the government for the early distribution of farming inputs ahead of the rainy season, saying the move will allow farmers to plan effectively and ensure timely planting once the rains begin.
Basically, I think you might agree with me that as Zambia, in terms of population, we are fast growing. Mm-hmm. And if we are to zero in to our farming community, you agree with me that a lot of people have learned farming. They have learned how to do farming and the importance of doing agriculture. So as a result, it would be well if an opportunity was given that more people are given the privilege of benefiting from the program.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.